Hey, guys, welcome back to Listen Bitch Presents. Tell me why you're special. This is the arena where we don't let labels decide who we become. We take responsibility for choosing that because the truth is, some people are handed circumstances that could easily define their entire life, limitations, labels, pain from the very beginning, and most people would understand if they just stayed hidden there. But some people don't. They push, they rise, they refuse to let what happened to them be the final story. You guys, God does not make mistakes. What looks like a limitation to the world, God will use as a platform. So if you've ever felt counted out, this conversation is going to resonate deeply within your soul. Today's guest is Thomas Moon. He is a speaker, an advocate, and someone who's been busting down barriers his entire life. Thomas, thank you for coming into the hot seat today. The starting point for you, I want you to tell us, give us your elevator pitch. Who are you? What do you do? And what makes you special?
Okay, thank you. I'm Thomas, the extraordinary Thomas. As you said, I'm a speaker and advocate. And basically, my goal in life that I kind of learned over the last few years is I like to help people make a difference. And to me, I think that's kind of my reasoning for being on this earth is to make a difference in other people's lives so they can become just as amazing as I am.
I mean, that's a hell of a mission. I'm not gonna lie, Thomas. That's incredible. I let's start at the beginning, kind of your origin story. Take me back to your early life. What were you
Okay,
facing growing up?
well, I was born in Pennsylvania with cerebral palsy, which is a disability. I could walk a little bit back then, and then over the years I got in a wheelchair. But after I was adopted, say about age 3, I went into foster care with my half brother. And we were there for a couple years until I went back to my biological dad. And for about, I don't know, maybe a month or two or so. And then he, for some reason, he decides to kind of kidnap, or whatever you call it, take me and my half brother down to Florida, where we stopped at a McDonald's. We were kids, so we
That's
ordered
fun.
food. We were kids. We stopped at the McDonald's. Everything was going just good for us. We were playing, and my dad says he had to use the bathroom, so he went to the bathroom. We thought nothing of it. 2 hours passed, and he never came back. And people next to us wonder what was going on. And so they ended up calling the police or whatever, and they ended up putting us back in the foster care, where I stayed until I was about 11 going to 12 when I was adopted by the Moon family. And that day kind of changed my life because before then, because of my disability and being in foster care is difficult in itself, but having a disability in foster care was extremely difficult on me. People thought I was stupid, would go nowhere in life. Just would not give me the opportunity. So after I met the Moon family and was adopted, they started believing in me. They knew family and friends supported me, said I could do whatever I wanted to. And that's what I did. I went and got a regular high school diploma. I went and kind of graduated college with a bachelor's degree in business management. I moved out on my own. I started a few businesses myself, and now I'm pretty much doing speaking and just advocating, going around as much as they can, making a difference in people's lives. Because we all need a little pickup here and there. Because life knocks us to our knees. And I try to teach them that. Hey, I've been down in the trenches. I had my limitations. But I made it and I'm still making it. So you had no excuse.
Yeah, you're speaking to my audience. Like everything you're saying right now is the exact message that I love to capture in the show. And I just want to say, Thomas, I was in the system in they called it proctor care, but it was still
Okay.
like foster families. And
Yes.
I totally understand, like it's already a difficult situation because you're dealing with rejection, right? You're dealing with rejection of like your mom's not there, your dad's not there. Normal people that
Seven.
were called to love us, like we're already rejected, and then we're put in a space where people aren't going to see you as an individual. They just don't. And I could not imagine, Thomas, how much inner strength you have, and how much, you know, I would say God just had this incredible hand in your life to be able to give you that resilience, to get through that. It's a
Yes.
very, very lonely experience, and you know,
Of
for
course.
yeah.
A cool thing is my half brother, which was involved to get with me, they actually adopted me and my half brother. So we actually stay together, which is a real change in foster care.
Yeah.
But a cool story is like in foster care, a lot of kids. They get their mindset that the world's kind of out to get them.
Yeah.
And me and my brother chose like different paths. He chose to keep the mindset that the world's out to get them.
Yeah.
But I chose the different path, the brighter path, that I am going to go as far as I can. I'm not gonna let any limitations stand in my way, and nothing's gonna stop me. I'm gonna live my life to the fullest.
Yeah. And I mean, what you said earlier aligns with that because what is the truth? Everybody's sitting on their excuses and everybody's scared. And, you know, especially like for you to be able to, you know, you get to grow up with your half brother. It's not always easy when our family chooses a different path because there is like there's something between you guys now where, you know,
Yes.
you want to help him and you can't until he wants to help himself.
Yes.
And yeah, I can't imagine the dynamic of that. Do you guys still talk? Are you guys still close?
We talk once in a while, but we haven't talked in nearly 10 years.
Wow.
So it's kind of difficult, but hey, like you said, he has to make his own decision.
Yeah.
It's kind of decide where he want to go.
Yeah. Well, I think this really speaks to the price that we pay for stepping into our potential. You're being called to a life of helping other people. You know, you're being called to get outside of yourself, outside of your excuses, outside of your comfort zone. You're doing these things, and that price is, you know, you're going to lose people along the way. And I think people just don't understand what that means. And sometimes they're, you know, it's so scary. It's scary to think, you know, to have family. I have family that has chosen to be a victim. I would say, like, you're just a victim. The world's out to get you. You're past, you know, we're 40 years old, and if you're still blaming your past, if you're still blaming your
Yeah.
childhood,
Oh, yeah.
you're not going anywhere because the truth is right now, you know, the past is gone, right, Thomas? Like, we can't fix yesterday. I make a big mistake yesterday. I can't go back and rewind time. All I can
No,
do is move
that's,
forward.
yeah, you learn from yesterday and how you're gonna make today better. That's all you can do.
Is it the belief that your adopted family, the Moon family, is it their belief in you that made you decide that you were never going to stay limited by your cerebral palsy, by your past, by, you know, your childhood experience? What really, what woke you
It
up?
was kind of having that support system, Because, having someone that believed in me that said, "Hey, do what you want to do. We stand by you. We believe in you." And that just gave me the strength to push to go forward into amazing things. And
Yeah.
just over time, they continued, they fought for me. We had our ups and downs, but they continued through the fight and still continued through the fight. And that just gives me, it gives me the strength to and bet you that there's more out there for me.
Yeah. I think that's incredible. What actually, like, when was the defining moment where you were like, I'm gonna start speaking about this, I'm gonna start being an advocate for people? When did you decide you want to help people?
See, when see, there was a conference in Florida, in Orlando. It's like the biggest disability conference, and it's called Family Cafe. And I spoke there 1 year, and just seeing the difference I made with my story, and how people just like I get their benefit from it, and they came up me. Said they liked it and everything. That's what kind of it did. That was the start of it. Because after college, I went and started doing web design for a business. And that business didn't go anywhere. It wasn't getting the customers and money I needed to live a good life. So I kind of, that's when I took the step back to focus on like what's my passion, what's the reason for being on this earth.
Yeah.
And that's when something just, it popped in my head that, hey, being a speaker and just getting out there, making a difference, that is like the right place for me.
Yeah.
So that's why I went.
I think that's amazing, and it is crazy to me, Thomas, because so many people say they want to do that. They say they want to help other people and they stay stuck because of
Yeah.
what? Like, what do you
Yeah.
think they're so afraid of?
Yeah. It's a lot of it, I think, and what is the money situation that then gets a lot of people stuck, but it's also they don't believe in themselves then. They've been told so often that they can't do kind of like me, and then they kind of they get in their own head that, hey, there's no way I can do it, so what's the point?
Yeah, that makes sense. What was your first have what's the biggest crowd that you've been able to speak
I
in?
think about 200 or 300 people, and that was the last one I spoke at.
Okay, because Thomas, I've been on stage and I've done speaking. I literally had a hypnotist once to calm me down because I was
Oh,
so scared and I was so nervous. So how did you fight your
nice.
nerves to get on stage in front of people?
Today, I'll tell them to go back. I used to be part of congregants, the way I was treated and everything. I used to be the quietest, shyest person you ever met.
Yeah.
All I could do is shake my head, yes or no. But over the years, with the new family and just things kind of opening up, I started learning to open up more, to speak more. And that I still, I be honest, when I get on stage, I still have that little butterfly,
Yeah.
the little kind of nervous feeling in me. But to me, when I get going, maybe a minute or two into it, it starts flowing. So it kind of all just falls in the place and I forget about everything.
Yeah.
It just, I don't care. Like, if there's 1,000 people in the crowd, one person or a million people, I think I just kind of, it's the right place for me. And I find my group and I just kind of make it happen.
I mean, I think that's incredible, and you're kind of my hero because like you're just bossing the hell out of this out of your potential, and that's what I love because otherwise, what's the point? You know, I feel like, do you ever imagine, you know, what's the possibility of who would Thomas Moon be had he not become someone who was adopted by the Moon family and didn't have that support? Where do you
Oh
think?
yeah, I picture that every day that where would I be? Would I be that vegetable lying in bed? Would I have passed away already? Where would I be?
Yeah.
And because I don't, to be honest, I don't think I would be what everyone thought I was, and I really, to honest today. Have been came so far, I don't want to be in the position. I
Yeah.
don't want to go back to the past. Because
Yeah.
I came so far, I said, there's no way I'm going back.
Yep, I very much agree with that. And I think that one of the beautiful things about healing, and as you know, you've become this person who knows, like you've become the person you needed. Like you're out here showing people what's possible. You're believing in people that don't yet believe in themselves. And I think that is, I mean, your past played so much into that that I feel like, you know, when we get healed and we can look back and just be like, you know, I'm really grateful. I'm grateful for the things that set me up so that I could be the person that other people need, you know? And it sucked and it hurt. And I mean, we're in the arena. Like, it literally sucked and we did it. We survived that so that we could come out here and now you're, you know, holding space for what people truly need. And that's another thing that, you know, I think just you can't do that if you're half a person. So I think you've owned a lot of your shit, and I think that's amazing.
Yes.
I know God has huge plans for you. What is, you know, because you've busted down all these barriers. What's the next big thing on your list? Like, what's the next big barrier that you're like, I'm gonna knock down?
My goal is to travel a lot more. I traveled a lot, but I wanna get more. I wanna get out to California, get to Hawaii, and just travel more, see more of the world, and just not just to speak, but also to see the world, experience life, like just. This world out there are so many beautiful things, and if I sit in my house all day, I'm not gonna experience it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I want to see is I want that goal. It's right now things, and ups and downs is not in that position yet where I could do that.
Yeah.
But that's definitely a goal of mine, is to make it happen. And it will happen that with the mindset I have, I know it will happen.
Oh, I have no doubt, and I'm definitely going to be praying for your journey because I think I mean, you're just a badass, and who couldn't be inspired by that? I want to change gears a little bit, Thomas, because I want to talk about, like, for you to speak to my audience today, I want you to talk to us about what some of the biggest misconceptions people have about someone with a disability.
Well, okay. It's a two-parted thing because people think people are definitely in wheelchairs or people with disabilities, they can't do like everyone else. So, like, carrying just as easy as carrying a box of pizza or a corn of soda, simple thing like that, people kind of still They don't see how someone in my condition can do that.
Yeah.
But I learned over, I learned with the situation I was a few years ago. Just a friend of mine who he has like shakes, he shakes a lot.
Okay.
And I seen him one day. He wanted to pour a can of soda. And when you think most people, when you think of pouring soda, they put the glass on the counter and they pour the can of soda into the glass. Well, he can't do that because if he tried to do that, he would have spilled the soda everywhere. So what he did, he put the can of soda on the counter, put the bottle over the can of soda, and turned it all upside down. So the bottle was sitting upright, and the can just poured directly into the bottle. And that was the coolest thing to me.
Yeah.
To me, that showed, hey, he didn't let his limitations or shakiness limit him to what he can do. He found a way to make it happen. And that, to me, that was what that was cool to me.
Yeah. I love
On
that.
another part is, it's kind of people, some people don't like the, when you're talking about sex. But one of the things people in wheelchairs get asked a lot is, are you capable of having sex?
Yeah.
Or, like, how do you have sex? Or things like that. So I jokingly, I tell them, I do it to be serious, but I do it jokingly. I tell them, if you don't believe me, come up, come find out for yourself. So, but I want people to see that, hey, it's possible. Yeah, you may do things different,
Yeah.
but it's still possible to
Yeah.
do things. You may carry the bus of pizza in your mouth, or paint with your feet, or whatever it is. But there's so many ways to do things.
Yeah.
You can't limit yourself to that little box
Right.
that a lot of people put themselves in.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine that you face a lot of moments where people, I would say, probably underestimate you. How do you handle those moments with these people, like internally, and how do you handle it with them in person?
Is I have to kind of take a breath and kind of focus, tell myself that it's not worth overreacting. I have to go and put on motivational stuff or music or something to relax my nerves.
Yeah.
But there are times I just want to lose, I just want to lose it completely on
Yeah.
people. There's actually times I did, because they continually just poured it on one after the other, so I got sick of it and hit a nerve, so I just said, enough's enough.
Yeah.
You want to give it to me, I'm gonna give it back to you.
Yeah.
But I'm more like you was asking is, I put on like motivational stuff or music, something I kind of can't get into, even going to the gym, something that just relaxes me and gets my mind out of everyday things.
Yeah.
That's what calms my nerves and gets me away from the garbage in life.
Yeah. I mean, that's you have it figured out, and I think that's incredible. And it's easy. I want the audience to understand, like, people that can't understand people in their situations and can't see them, and people that are underestimating other people, they're speaking from their own shallowness. They're speaking from their own limitation. And it's usually the people who are doing nothing with their life, who are, aren't going anywhere, who are
Yes.
the worst in our human experience. So if you could just remember, that's kind of your middle finger to them, is like, you're showing me who you
Yeah,
are,
I'm.
and you're miserable if you can't see the
See that?
impact I'm having.
Those people that told me I couldn't do,
Yeah.
I would love to personally go back and just like
Show
stand
them.
in front of them and show them. Hey, I became something you thought I would never be. What you think now?
Yeah.
Just see the response.
Yeah. I mean, that's the humanity in us. We'd always like to
Yeah.
show the people who counted us out
Yes.
that we did it. But
Yeah.
the truth is, you have so many, like you said earlier, keeping your eyes ahead, that's exactly
Yes.
where your power is.
Yes.
My last question, because we're coming up on our time here, it's kind of a two-part question. Like, number one, how do you define strength now? And what would you say to my listener right now, who feels limited by their circumstance?
I guess the way I define strength is just waking up in the morning and choosing to get out of bed and live your life. Basically, you're in the struggle, you're in the trip and fall. But to me, strength is when you get knocked to your knees, you choose to get back up and keep moving forward. That's what strength is now to me, is just that choosing to be that better you and move forward no matter what.
I think that's powerful. Thomas, I'm going to tell you what I think makes you special. And it's not just what you've been through, it's what you've decided to do with all of that. You were given every single reason to stay stuck, to feel sorry for yourself, to feel limited, to hide behind your excuses, and to let your story literally stop you. And you didn't. You have chosen to rise. You've chosen to push. You have chosen to break through every barrier in front of you. And I think that if I was going to define strength today, I would tell people about you, because I think this is badass. And now you're showing people literally that they're not as limited as they think they are. The world needs more people like you. And I am going to continue for God to bless your journey and your voice so you can touch as many people as possible. To everyone listening, you guys are not your limitations. God did not create you to stay stuck in what happened to you. He created you so you could rise, so you could grow, and to become more than anyone expected. You're called to be bold and to be resilient and to be the strength that Thomas encompasses, okay? Your mess is your message. Even the pain, even the struggle, even the things that tried to hold you back, and that's where your strength is built. If you've been feeling the pull to use your voice, please get resourced in my show notes, okay? I will help you craft your story, and whatever it's going to become, we'll do this the right way. Thomas,
Yes.
where can people find you? Where can they follow you?
There's one thing I wrote a book, so it's kind of also where people need a pickup. They can find my book on Amazon. On my website, it's called The Squeaky Wheelchair. And it's pretty much talking about the disability community, about my life, how I did it. But I talk about how others can just live their life to the fullest, whatever limitations you're facing, white, black, disability, whatever it is. Just having that strength and what you can do to make your life amazing to the fullest. And that you can find on my website, which is www.disabilityspeaker.org. And there you learn more about me, see testimonials. If maybe you have somewhere you want me to come speak or just come to you, that'll help you, just reach out to me and say, my life's a shit. I need a pickup. What can you do for me? And I'll be there for you. And that's just who I am. I'm going to be there for you rather than have you just face it all yourself.
Yeah.
So also you can find me on Facebook. I have Facebook under TJ Moon. I think it's under Thomas Moon. It's like the same Facebook. But you can follow me there. You can definitely, I have a group on Facebook called Inspire Me. And there I am, not just me, but many other people throughout the world posting things, inspirational, motivational, about news, about things in life that are good and bad. And as you can get everything there. So that's a good place, a good way to find me and hopefully get the pickup you need.
I love that. And you guys make sure that you share this episode, okay? Share the episode out because there's someone that needs to hear from Thomas that Thomas and I can't reach without your help. So don't be selfish. Share the show. It
Yeah.
takes a few seconds. Make sure you leave a review. And if you guys are ready for the hot seat, come tell me why you're special. Thomas, thanks again. This was amazing. Thank you for speaking life into my audience.
Thank you.